Aleph Misna Beis, the Arba Prakim Olam Nida. There are four times when the world is judged. By Pesach al Tzfuah, the world is judged during Pesach on the Tzfuah. As the Torah says to bring a Korban Omer on Pesach, in order that Hashem will be Mavarach the Tzfuah of the Sodos. So from there we see that the Pesach Nidonim al Tzfuah. By Aseret al Peiros Elam, Tzfuah is a time of judgment for Peiros Elam. As the Torah says, to bring Steha Lechem and Aseret in order that Hashem will be Mavarech the Peiros Elam. As some say that Chita is considered Peiros Elam, as there are those that hold that the Eitz Hadas that Adam HaRishon ate from was a Chita. But Rosh Hashanah called Baya Olam Obrim Lefanav Kibnei Mar. Rosh Hashanah is a time of judgment for the whole world. As the whole world passes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like stone, Shenemar HaYoyser Yachad Lipa. HaYoyser is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sees everybody's laid together. HaMeivin HaKom HaSim, even though he sees all their Maisim together, but he's medakteh on all the Maisim, Echad Echad, and everybody is judged separately. U'bechag Nidoinim Alamayim. Sukkot is a time of judgment on the water, and that's right before the rainy season. Mida Amra Torah Nishu Lefanai Mayim Bechag. The Torah says to do Nisach HaMayim during Sukkot together with the regular Nisach HaYayim. So from there we see that Sukkot is a time of judgment for the rain. Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Al Shisha Chadashim Ashluchim Yotzim. During the times of the Mishnah, Bezdin was Mekadesh the Chodesh Afi Re'i. Sometimes the Edom saw the new moon on the 30th day, making Rosh Chodesh the 30th day and the previous month, Chaser, only 29 days. And sometimes the Edom saw the new moon on the 31st day, so Rosh Chodesh would be the 31st day and the previous month would be Malay, it would be 30 days. And for these 6 months, Bezdin sent Shluchim out to Eretz Yisrael and to Chutzlar so people will know when Rosh Chodesh was. Nisan b'pnei ha-Pesach. For Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they sent Shluchim so people will know when to make Pesach. But for Sivan, they didn't have to send Shluchim. As Shvuah isn't Tali on Rosh Chodesh, it's Tali on the Sfirah Tomer. Al-Av b'pnei ha-Tanya. For Rosh Chodesh Av, Shluchim were sent out so people will know when to make Tisha B'Av. But for Tammuz, they didn't send Shluchim. As Tisha B'Av is more Chamor than Shivat B'Tammuz. So they didn't feel they had to send Shluchim out for Shibbat of the Thomas. Al Elul Mepnei Rosh Hashanah. For Rosh Chodesh Elul, they sent out Shluchim so people will know when to make Rosh Hashanah. Even though Rosh Hashanah is totally on when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is. As the day that Bezdin is Mekadesh the Chodesh for Tishrei, that day is Rosh Hashanah. But since most years, Elul was Chaser and Rosh Hashanah was 30 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul, so people relied on that and made Rosh Hashanah 30 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul. Al Tishrei Mipnei Takanas Amordos. Shluchim went out for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei so people will know when to make Yom Kippurim and Sukkot. Even though we said rove years that Elul was Chaser and Rosh Hashanah was 30 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul, that they relied on only for Rosh Hashanah. As Rosh Hashanah, it was impossible to send Shluchim, so people relied on that. But for Yom Kippur and Sukkot, they didn't rely on that, and Shluchim went out to tell them for sure when Rosh Hashanah was. Al Kislev Ifnei Chanukah. For Kislev, Shluchim went out so people will know when to make Chanukah. Ba'al Ador Mifnei Purim. And for Rosh Chodesh Ador, the Shluchim went out so people will know when to make Purim. Ukishahaya Beit HaMikdash Kayim during the time of the Beit HaMikdash Yotzim Afal Iyor Mifnei Pesach Katan. Shluchim went out for Iyor, so people will know when to make Pesach Katan, as those that were Tameh or Bederech Rechoka and were not able to bring the Korban Pesach in Nisan, the Torah says they should bring it instead in Iyor, so therefore they had to know when Rosh Chodesh Iyor was.